Silicon solar panels are great, but we're already hitting the physical limits of what they can do. Perovskites and graphene have independently emerged as possible ways of circumventing those limits, and that got some researchers thinking, why not both? Yes, researchers are combining these two notoriously finicky technologies together and seeing some really promising results. A triple team-up from HaloCell, First Graphene, and Queensland University of Technology claims a new graphene perovskite cell is 80% cheaper to produce while promising an efficiency of 30.6%. That's almost double the 16.65% efficiency of their perovskite cell without graphene. So why go through the trouble of combining these two infamously touchy materials? Simple. They cover each other's weaknesses. Graphene's tough, hydrophobic nature protects perovskites from the moisture that would ordinarily eat through them. Plus, graphene's durability and flexibility also enables easier manufacturing techniques for perovskite cells, like industry-standard roll-to-roll processes. And as the above cell attests to, adding the great conductivity of perovskites to the great conductivity of graphene yields some really high-efficiency scores. Despite the recent breakthroughs, there's still some serious hurdles between graphene perovskite PVs and the market. The peculiarities of graphene and perovskites means they're both still quite tricky to produce at the types of scale that you need for an affordable commercial product. Current test cells last months, not the decades that are needed for commercial viability. But things seem to be improving rapidly. So what do you think? Are perovskites and graphene almost ready for the limelight? Or will they continue to be wonder materials that are forever just a few more years away from mainstream success?